And welcome back to the show. The Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I want to remind you how you can connect with us. It's really, really easy. One way, picking up the phone, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. You're able to give us a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Ask a question, leave a comment, or often people will leave us a tip of things that have worked very, very well for them around their home. Share it with us, and we'll share it with the Today's Homeowner community throughout the Today's Homeowner Radio Network throughout the country. We certainly want to be able to help everybody out with all these challenges we deal with every day by owning a home. It can be a very pleasant experience owning a home. You just kind of have to take care of some of those maintenance items. And a lot of times, those little things that you need to correct that are aggravating you can be taken care of very, very simply by listening to a simple solution. Joe's got one for us right now.
Okay, Danny, most homeowners are familiar with expanding foam sealant. It goes by the name of Great Stuff. I think it's how most people know it. It's a great product. You know, you can use it for insulating around windows and doors and filling gaps and cracks everywhere. The problem is when you spray it through that little nozzle, which is basically like a plastic straw, how do you clean that straw? Because once that foam expands and dries, you know, that's useless. You can't use it again. So here's the tip. After using it, immediately after using the spray foam, get a can of WD-40 and squirt plenty of the WD through the spray tube. And what will happen is that'll instantly start to dissolve the foam. Now, it won't work if you let this sit overnight and the foam's hard, and you have to do this again immediately while it's still a little soft. You spray it through there, and I would good 3 or 4 squirts from both ends, and make sure it's really saturated. Give it a second or two to soak in, and then ream out the tube with, you can use any stiff wire. I usually just use a piece of a coat hanger, snip it, maybe stick a piece of cloth on there and push it through there. And what you're doing is just cleaning it out. If you do that after every time, then that spray tube, that plastic straw, stays clean and you can reuse it until the can is empty.
Boy, that's great. Because so often you do that, you'll spray something, you've got it taken care of, and then, you know, 10 or 15 minutes later, you know, you're doing some other work, and then you're looking at, oh, it's too late then. It's too late when it's gotten that. So that's a great idea, because everybody has some of the WD-40 or something similar laying around that you can take care of. Another great simple solution for my buddy Joe Truini. And you can see a lot more of him. He's about to tape number 500 coming up before long. And you can see all of them at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions.